It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, old damn, glad to have you on this wonderful week in June. Summer's cranking up, all your downtown days are over, you've had your turkey leg, your funnel cakes, your corn dogs, your Euros. I definitely had one of those yesterday.
I had a Euro yesterday, too. Papu's in Waldo is the best gas station food in Kansas City, and there is no question on that. The Euro there is so good.
I'm just a freak for like pita and tzatziki. Like I could just eat that.
I'm with you, man.
Like
it is
next
so
time you
good.
Go to like a party or something, like, what do you want to bring? Yeah, just bring some sides. Bring like a stack of pita bread and a side of tzatziki sauce and watch it dissipate.
Smash.
Yeah, for sure. You can also light the world on fire via X. I didn't know you could do this until yesterday. I wasn't trying to take any shots at anybody. I just said, because did you see the Superman play from Bobby Witt a couple days ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doubled down and did it again.
Did it again.
Essentially saved the game.
His ninth inning yesterday was the reason they won that game. There was no other reason they won that game other than Bobby Witt Jr. in the ninth inning. Big home run, which was the difference in the game, and then a play to say he basically won you the game in the top of the ninth and saved the game for you in the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday. One player was the reason why they won that game yesterday.
And when I say player, I quote it because it is player. I understand that Ohtani is on a different level. He's a DH. He has not pitched. He doesn't pitch anymore. He doesn't play any of his DHs in the National League, in a league that just acquired the DH. Dusty, they did like 5-6 years ago. Baseball's been around for 500 years. There's DHs in the NL.
Has it really been that long?
I don't know. I just know it's recent in times of recency in baseball. Aaron Judge is great. Dude's a freak. He hit 2 home runs yesterday.
He did.
And how did the Yankees turn out?
They still lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. plays shortstop. Bobby Witt Jr. turns singles into doubles into triples, and outs or hits into outs. Yesterday, you said it perfect. He hit the home run. They kind of got a little messy in the extra innings. He had a 2-run shot. What'd they win by? 2. And what do you do in the ninth? Diving play and back-to-back games where those are freak
style
plays.
They lose that game yesterday if Bobby Witt doesn't play in the ninth inning.
He is the definition of a 5-tool player. Aaron Judge, 3-tool.
Yeah, people will say he's a 5-tool player.
How many stolen bases do you have this year?
I haven't looked at his numbers.
How many singles and doubles?
He's got speed. People will say he is a 5-tool player. Yeah, people will tell you that in baseball. Because I've heard a lot of people recently arguing that. Because I was with you, I'm like, he's not got a 5-tool, man, but he is, man. He's got the speed. He's got the power. He hits, obviously, for average. The stat I saw this morning was he's got the highest batting average and the most home runs for a player through 64 games in the history of Major League Baseball. And I get, like, why do we have to, you know, pit Bobby versus Aaron Judge? Because I was watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, and he was doing an interview with Eduardo Perez, And Eduardo Perez is like, well, who do you watch in baseball? And Aaron Judge went on this, like, it seemed like 5 minutes, but it wasn't, obviously, diatribe about how all he does is watch Bobby Witt Jr. And he goes, the guy that I watch the most is Bobby Witt Jr. He goes, see, this guy knows how to, like, it was a glowing endorsement for Bobby Witt Jr. And then I was listening to something else the other day talking about the team in the World Baseball Classic, and whoever was talking about it is like, well, it begins with Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr., and then everybody else is on this team. Like, I don't know why it has to be a Bobby Witt Jr. versus Aaron Judge, because Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball right now, and there's nobody else that can hold a candle to what he's been doing and how consistent he's been in that market that he's in for this long period of time. But Bobby Witt Jr. is a very good player as well. They're the two best players right now in Major League Baseball. Like, we don't have to saddle up and pick a side. I'm excited to watch both of them go head-to-head on the same field for the next three nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and to see who can really out-duel the other, because whoever plays the best over the next three games is whose teams are going to win those games. They're both powered by those guys, and if both of those guys are out of the lineup, both of the teams are just so nondescript. But it was really cool to hear Aaron Judge talk about how much he loves watching Bobby Witt Jr. and how much he learns from watching Bobby Witt Jr. play.
Yeah, and again, I think Judge is great. I think he's a freak. But if you asked many people in baseball today, if you started a franchise today, what player would you take? And there's, to me, far and away, the percentage would lean towards Bobby Witt Jr. Judge is 33.
And that's a big difference,
right? Otani will be 31 in August. And Bobby Witt Jr. is 24.
Yeah.
So, and again, I get it. Judge is doing some ridiculous things. But Bobby Witt Jr. also has 21 stolen bases. Aaron Judge has 5. Mm-hmm. Out of those 5 stolen bases, how many were in F it moments? Or you take the other side of it. If Bobby Witt Jr. has 21 stolen bases, how many times did he steal second or and third and that became a run?
A lot, probably.
So that's where I think that little advantage leads. He also plays shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge plays right field. Again, I am not taking anything away from Aaron Judge, but when you look at the word player from all skill sets, right, like from all aspects of the dude, Bobby Witt Jr. has more total in those categories than Aaron Judge. Now, Bobby Witt Jr., 75 hits. Aaron Judge, 95. Bobby Witt Jr., 8 home runs. Aaron Judge, 23. RBIs, also different. But again, when I look at what I want for my team to start a franchise with, there's no doubt in my mind, call me biased, call me a homer, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. number one. I think he's the best baseball player on the planet.
Yeah, and I don't think if you take Witt number one or Judge number two or Witt number two and Judge number one, you're going to be a bad franchise, right? We're lucky we could have these kinds of conversations where the stars in baseball are so bright right now. Like, there's so many good players that are in baseball. We're lucky we have one here in Kansas City for the first time, you know, in a very long time that we've had a guy that you could put in that category is the best in baseball right now. And Bobby Witt Jr. continues to, you know, to amaze. And he really picked it up in St. Louis, you know, got going there with a home run in St. Louis and has kind of really started to ride that wave a little bit. And that's why, like, people making judgments on teams this early in the season, things change a lot, man. Guys start to get hot. They get into a groove. They find their rhythm. And, you know, June hits and then people start to take off. And that's kind of what we're seeing with Bobby Witt Jr. You know, we saw Vinny Pasquantino, once the weather warmed up a little bit, started to take off. Maybe Salvador Perez will get home to Kauffman Stadium and, you know, hit a 2-run homer yesterday, but maybe he starts to take off a little bit more. And so that's why it's like when people are criticizing these guys in April and May, I'm like, hey, we got a long time to go in the season. Things will turn around. The cream always rises to the top. If you're a good baseball player, you're going to end up being that same type of player just about every single year. And that's why you last as long as a guy like Salvador Perez does, because it's consistency.
Bobby Witt Jr. also 20 more at bats than Aaron Judge.
I get it. How many of those are walks?
Right. Yeah. But again,
how many walks does Judge have?
I mean, I can look here.
And why doesn't he have more? Whatever number you're going to give me is like he should have more than what he has. They pitch to these to him way too much.
On the season, Aaron Judge has, it's right here, he has 44 walks.
Good Lord.
Bobby Witt Jr. has, he just doesn't walk though.
No.
So Bobby Witt Jr. is 23. Bobby Witt Jr.'s war, somebody was asking, Bobby Witt Jr.'s war is 3.4, Aaron Judge is 5.2. So almost 2 spots higher there. Aaron Judge having a historic year. He may hit 400, he may hit 55
home runs.
He has
a historic year every year, it seems like.
Yeah. 33 years old, though, so I would start my franchise with Bobby Witt Jr. over any other player in baseball, just because of what he presents. I mean, he's just a wrecker. I mean, so is Aaron Judge. Yeah. I'll give you that. I mean, 100%. But, you know, Bobby Witt Jr., essentially saved two games this weekend with his glove.
Yeah, he won the game for us yesterday. There's no doubt. There is no doubt without Bobby Witt Jr. making that play at shortstop. If he doesn't make that play at shortstop, I think they lose that game.
Right.
I do believe they lose that game.
I mean,
yesterday.
Q alluded to it in the press conference at the end of the game. He's like, Bobby didn't make that play. That's a two-run single.
Yeah.
I mean, Bobby didn't hit that home run. You get swept by the White Sox.
That's exactly right.
Not on my turf, said number seven.
That's what he did yesterday. That was like that. That's I don't want to say the Mahomesian moment because that's dramatic. But that's one of those moments you're like, all right, man, Bobby Witt just finally took over the game and said, we're not losing to the White Sox.
Yeah. And if you want to have a better debate, you could have a debate with anybody in baseball and say, who's the better hitter, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani? But I think when you ask who's the best player, I would say it's Bobby Witt Jr. over everyone. Again, Ohtani DHs, Aaron Judge plays right field and hits for power. I get it, an average this year. I think he's a freak. I can't wait to see Judge next to Caglione.
Ooh,
yeah. 6'5", 250 next to 6'7", 280. And they're going to meet. They're going to meet behind the cage at some point on Tuesday.
6'7", 280.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's just not real.
It's bigger than our left tackle.
It's bigger than Gronkowski. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I see you guys a picture of him sitting next to Mahomes, and Mahomes is like a young 24-year-old. It's insane.
Looks like a baby. Yeah.
Yes.
He is a giant.
He's a massive man.
Yeah, mountain of a man.
Yes. He's Arson Judge. Mm-hmm. All rise.
Arson going to the Giants. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, breaking news from Ian Rappaport. Packers release star cornerback Jair Alexander. Alexander, now a free agent.
Good for him.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Also, breaking news, Chiefs rumored to be one of the top teams to sign Alexander.
From Mac.
No, I'm kidding. No. You never know. Yeah. Go to Chicago. Play the heel. Coming up, we'll keep doing.
Absolutely. You know,
go to Chicago. Yes.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.